Quick update on my puppy, now 7 months old, Franklin. I just got a text from my wife. He sleeps in a crate with a foam dog bed at the bottom of it. Very nice, very plush. And, yeah.
You'll attest to that?
Well, we spare no expense on him. We went ahead. My wife ordered it and said, you know, he deserves comfort in the night.
Agree.
And he's always been very good to go into the crate. I would simply, at night, take a little treat and say, come on, come on. And then put it in the back of the crate, and he'd go in to have the treat, and he's down for the night.
That's how big he got this job.
Yeah. That's how you still lure me here each day. Come on.
Come on now.
Come on.
Come on, get in your room.
Come on, get in the room.
Get in your room.
You need a paycheck. I know.
But you know, the last couple of nights, he has fought me on getting into the crate.
Fought you.
Yeah.
You're his alpha.
Yeah. And he fought. One night I wasn't home. I was out pickling, and my wife said, we just had a hell of a time getting your dog into that crate.
Can you pick up the animal, or is he too large?
I can pick him up. And
can your wife?
No. He's getting too big now for
her. So do you have to herd him in?
Yes.
Like by the back end?
Yes. He fought her one night this week. Then the next night he went in just fine for me. But then the last two nights, I put the treat in the back of the crate, and he looks up at me like, I don't think so. And he looks at it, and then like tries to then leave the room. But that's when I start fighting with him. I'm like, come on now. And so I take him by the backside, by the hindquarters, and just push him on. It's a fight, you know, to get him into that crate. But that's where he sleeps. I might just give up and start letting him sleep in the laundry room. But I think he's won. You know, he's supposed to go into the crate.
Yeah, you got to keep him. My dog went in a crate for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that was the smartest thing.
Oh, they always say crate train the dog. Well, this morning, my wife has texted me and said, I found him this morning eating the dog bed. So there's foam all over the dog bed.
Uh-oh.
She sent me a picture. And he may have ingested some of this foam.
Of course.
You know, that's what he does. He eats things like that.
So even if you were to put a blanket in there, he would chew the blanket.
He would.
Potentially swallow that.
It's possible.
Or part of it.
God, this dog.
I've heard that some dogs, to keep them in total darkness, people will put a blanket or a towel over the top of the crate, and they'll gnaw at it to get it down into the crate and chew on it, like through the holes. You know, they'll try to go get it. I don't know. There's a lot of foam. Maybe he didn't ingest much.
How will you know?
We won't. We wait. We'll see,
if he starts.
Yeah. If he starts vomiting, we'll have to go and see what happens.
Man.
But as of now, I just cross your fingers. You know, that dog will eat anything, anything. They've come out with the most popular, and they do this every year, boy and girl baby names for this year. And number one for the girls is Olivia. And
always Olivia.
Yeah. That's won 7 years in a row.
God.
And don't you always say they usually end in A?
It's the girls.
Yeah, the top five are Olivia, Amelia, Sophia, Emma, and Isabella. Those are the top five names, all ending in A. Then you get Charlotte, and then more A names, Ilana, Aurora, and Mia. And then there's an L is in the middle of that.
Mm.
Now for boys, number one is Noah this year. Noah.
Noah's had a pretty good run lately. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's ever been number one, but...
Noah, Liam, Oliver,
Liam, that's right. Liam's been number one for a while.
Elijah and Mateo is number five. That's
I've never met a Mateo.
Six or ten are Levi, Lucas, Ezra, Asher, and Luca. We have a P1 named Luca who listens to this program.
That's right.
And he's 14 years old. Here's the ones that are increasing in popularity. Some are for either gender. Riley, River, and Rowan are all increasing in popularity.
If you met a Riley, what would you think? If you saw the name, boy or girl?
Girl. What do you think?
Probably girl.
Yeah. River, I would think boy.
Yeah.
That's how I would lean.
And Rowan, I would think boy.
Yeah.
But those are either. Did you hear, Biggie, we're Stranger Things fans.
We are.
Did you hear that Millie Bobby Brown, she is the breakout star of that show. She played 11. Now, she's only 21 years old, but she's already married to Jon Bon Jovi's son. And they've just had a baby girl. I mean, at age 21.
Was she pregnant or did they adopt?
Oh, I don't know. Was she pregnant?
I don't know.
I don't either. But she has said that everybody says,
Was she pregnant?
I don't know.
Sorry. A little late on the Tracy Morgan.
I don't know if she's pregnant.
Yeah.
I just assume, but they may have adopted. I don't know. But the question was, what's the name of the baby? And she goes, we're not naming the baby. She'll make that choice. It's part of her journey.
Oh, right. That makes me not want to watch Stranger Things.
Oh, MBB. Was she going to be Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi?
Yeah, she's Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. And she's like, that's part of her story and her journey. It's not up to me to name her.
That makes me want to punch a wall.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really does. That is so stupid.
Boy, that really is.
I have heard some people say that, you know, they have thoughts about names, but when they see the infant,
they change.
They say, oh, that's an Olivia.
Yes.
That's a Noah. That's a Liam. The name comes to them.
Well, I understand that.
I'm going to give you a few days.
Yeah, well, me too. I'll give you a week. But you can't wait. I mean, they're saying
you can't wait till the child's verbal.
They're saying when the child is like 9, they're going to say, "What do you want your name to be?" You've got to call her something.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, this is why old people get grumpy.
Yeah, right.
Because when you see young people doing this,
that's right.
You look at them and you're like, "You are so dumb."
Yeah.
And then they're like, "How dare you call me dumb, you boomer?"
Yeah.
But it's because you see this and you're like, "You are so stupid."
You're right.
Like, I don't know how the person interviewing her
I know.
Didn't look at her and go, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
She says, that's her story. That's her journey. It's not for me to write.
I see.
I'm not going to even print that for your sake because that's so stupid.
She'll take ownership of her name. I won't. This is from Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, I can feel the Republican in me growing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's too late.
That one. Many fans praise Brown's decision, noting it fits with her longstanding commitment to maintaining privacy despite growing up in the public eye and letting the child make the decision.
People are very secretive about family, about baby names, too. Maybe they know. And maybe she's just being esoteric.
Yeah, exactly. The daughter... First, I thought it was just like, well, I'm not going to tell you the name. You know, we'll save that for a later
date. Not uncommon at all.
But then the quote was... She wants her daughter to decide for herself when she's older, saying her name is part of her story, her journey. I want her to own it. And that's different. You know,
how did her father or his father not guttural groan when that was said?
Yeah, they may have to postpone the Bon Jovi tour because he'll roll his eyes
so far back. Yeah.
Sorry. Over his daughter-in-law.
High injury for Bon Jovi.
I can't see. The lights are too bright. I rolled my eyes too much.